So it's mid-1980s when this Mayor's Action Task Force report was produced, and you can already see that things have begun to change. Pat Capone, a psychiatric survivor, is on the committee of this report. And this is a pretty big deal because it took a number of years to have people included, and it's going to continue to take ongoing efforts for people to be included in discussions about meaningful mental health reform. Around this time, the Charter of Rights and Freedom was passed and adopted in 1982. The Psychiatric Patient Advocate Office was shortly formed afterwards to protect the rights of patients in hospital. And the Graham Report was a big deal. It included a lot of consultation with psychiatric survivors and consumers, and it's probably the first big ministry report that took psychiatric survivor feedback into consideration across the province. I remember chatting with Pat Capone and her telling me that she was involved, and it was very frustrating that the government told psychiatric survivors that they had to pay for their flights and that they'd get reimbursed later. Probably not a big deal if you're a well-paid ministry person, but different story if you're somebody struggling below or above just above the poverty line. Eventually, they got their act together, and a community mental health rep called and apologized to make alternate arrangements. These are important lessons because nowadays it's pretty common knowledge and practice that you need to subsidize and figure out a way to pay for service user involvement. But back then, I think these things were all new to people. By the time that this particular report is produced, it's quite clear that there's a disconnect between what's happening in the institution and the discharging and dumping of people into community where there's insufficient support. Now, in 2013, I find that things are still similar and that people are still struggling with the management and discharge of patients from hospital. It was only a couple of years ago that the hospital where I do advocacy, they actually talked seriously about a comprehensive discharge plan for people. The Ministry of Health, which is now organized regionally and called Local Health Integrated Networks, or LHINs for short, are still battling these challenges, and it's pretty difficult because the province has been suffering major deficits, and all hospitals are not going to be receiving budget increases. So the small, tiny percentage, 4% increases that will be allocated, will be going to the community and specifically geared towards underserved, like elderly dual diagnosis, a word to replace mentally retarded of the old day, and youth. Community agencies have more pressures for performance and accountability. The number of clients they see really counts, and what they actually do with clients counts and is recorded in sophisticated technology that goes directly back to the LHINs. So it's a time of a lot of technology, a lot of accountability, and a lot of ministerial surveillance. And in this climate, it's really difficult for people to work spontaneously and creatively. I think that's being lost in this new era of public management. I feel afraid for people, and even though we hear a lot of positive rhetoric about how things are changing for the better, I actually have a lot of concerns about where things are going and how it may impact the most vulnerable people in our community.